was on a summer's evening in the merry month of May. I was coming from the fair of Cappamore. I was driving home a pretty pair of heifers by the way, when by chance I stood outside a cottage door. I just dropped in to light me pipe as any lad might do, when going to or coming from a fair. When I spied a pretty colleen with two eyes of melting blue, faith was really then my heart felt very queer. I love to ramble down the Alborine when the hawthorn and blossoms are in bloom, and to sit by the gate on the owl mossy sit, a whispering to Kate Muldoon. I was coming from my farm down an Aber in Berrien, when I met sweet Kitty tripping like a fawn. She gave me such a smile that I felt like in a dream, and I never slept a wink that night till morn. But the next time that I met her, sure I told her of my love, she blushed and nearly let her basket fall. Then she said, "Go on, you schemer," with a gentle little shove, and added, "Ask me, father," that was all. I love to ramble down the Alborine when the hawthorn and blossoms are in bloom, and to sit by the gate on the old mossy sit, a whispering to Kate Muldoon. I was thrashing in the barn when her father came one day and said, "Patsy Murphy, what is this I hear? I've been speaking to my daughter, well now what have you to say? Wish your faith I couldn't say a single word." Then he took me by the hand and said, "Patherick, me son, I'd be glad to see you settled well in life. And since you love me daughter and her heart you fairly won, at Shrovetide you can make the girl your wife." I love to ramble down the Alborine when the hawthorn and blossoms are in bloom, and to sit by the gate on the old mossy sit, a whispering to Kate Muldoon. Whispering to Kate Muldoon.
Now, just to recap, before the break, we heard Dervish playing, a rather long piece, but fun, entitled The Game of Love. And then following the break, we had Brendan O'Dowda telling us all about Kate Muldoon. Now, here's one, an unusual track from a lady known Phil Campbell. I don't think I've played Phil Campbell before. Well, she's singing a song, and it's one of these lyric-y songs, as I call them. There's lots of words all falling over each other. Johnny the Daisy Man or Johnny the Journeyman. Now, if you can keep up with this, you're a better man than me, Gunga Din.
Wish I had Johnny the journeyman. Wish I had Johnny the journeyman. Would trumpet all day, would be happy and gay, and my life would be idle and easy. Oh, I'll make tea for you, old man. I'll make coffee for me, old man. Tea for you and coffee for me, with the whiskey for Johnny the journeyman. Here's to Johnny the daisy, oh. Polished his boots so neatly, oh, with his three cocked hat and his double row knot and his fiddle for cooks and the ladies, oh. I wish you were dead in your grave, old man. Oh, I wish you were dead in your grave, old man. I wish you were dead with a stone at your head, and that way I'd like Johnny the journeyman. There's soup in the pot for me, old man. Soup in the pot for you, old man. Soup for me, the bones for you, but the chicken for Johnny the journeyman. Here's to Johnny the daisy, oh. Polished his bits so neatly, oh, with his three cocked hat and his double row knot and his fiddle for cooks and the ladies, oh. I wish I was single and free again. I'm a one would never get me again. But says to the day and but says to the way that I judge you, Johnny the journeyman. I wish that I never was wed, oh man, to yourself and your old feather bed, oh man. A drop in your eye and a tear in a sty, and you keep me away from the journeyman. Here's to Johnny the daisy, oh, polished his bits so neatly, oh, with his three cut out and his double row knot and his fiddle for cooks and the ladies, oh. You were in jail, oh man. Wish that you were in jail, oh man. If you were in jail, then I'd give you no bail, and that would suit Johnny the journeyman. Oh, wish I had Johnny the journeyman. Wish I had Johnny the journeyman. With his weekly pay, he'd be happy and gay, and my life would be idle and easy. Oh, here's to Johnny the daisy, oh. Polished his boots so neatly, oh, with his three cocked hat and his double row hat and his fiddle for coats and the ladies, oh. To Johnny the daisy, oh, polished his boots so neatly, oh, with his three cocked hat and his double row hat and his fiddle for cooks and the ladies, oh. Here's to Johnny the daisy, oh, polished his boots so neatly, oh, with his three cocked hat and his double row hat and his fiddle for cooks and the ladies, oh. Here's to Johnny the daisy, oh, polished his boots so neatly, oh, with his three cocked hat and his double row hat and his fiddle for.
Or words to that effect. Now, in the 60s, about 1964, I took up a position in a local restaurant about 4 or 5 miles from where I live. I was working there 6 nights a week, playing, it was an electronic organ at the time, and entertaining. Well, that's what I thought anyway. But one evening, the proprietor came to me and said, Joe, we were thinking of having cabaret as well as you. You do maybe an hour and a half, and then we'd have cabaret for 3/4 of an hour, and then you could come back on again. And I was quite in favour of that. So he said, would you look after the booking of the cabaret, different groups? And I thought, well, yes. Now, the type of restaurant it was, it was rather quiet, very select. Well, why wouldn't it be with me working there? Stop it, Joe, and get on with the program. And one of the groups I had heard a lot of talk about was a group called Emmett Spiceland, three lads with guitars. And at the time, the folk scene was just building up here in Ireland, the ballad scene and the folk scene. And there were lots of new acts coming on scene. And one of the acts, as I say, was Emmett Spiceland, and I rang the guy that was looking after them, and he said, yes, they'd be delighted to come out. And when they came out and I met them, there were three very shy, unassuming young men, no nonsense about them, and they sang everything. They sang Irish, they sang English folk songs, Irish, Scottish, and some of their own material. Wonderful. And I was delighted when their first recording, they sent me out a copy, and it was this. This is their interpretation, they being the Emmett Spiceland and Mary from Donegal.
Oh, then fare thee well, sweet Donegal, the Rosses and we thaw. I'm crossing the it was thousands made a heart grow fond, and when I am over the main, may the Lord protect my darling girl till I return again. Seated on the grass, and by my side a bottle of wine, and on my knee a lass.
Mary from Dunloe, from Emmett Spiceland. Joe has been taken to task by a young lady. Well, you see, I got this email during the week from Sue. And Sue says, Joe, you play all the big Irish artists on your programme. The Daniel O'Donnells and the Dolores Keynes. And what was the other one she mentioned? She mentioned another one. But she said, you rarely play one of the biggest icons in Irish music. For years, you rarely play Joe Dolan. Well, I have to hold my hand up, Sue, and says, you're quite right. This may not be everybody's cup of tea, but Joe Dolan was one of the greatest performers this country has ever produced. And I say that without fear of contradiction. But I'm sure there will be contradiction. But Joe Dolan was a wonderful entertainer. That's the way I can sum Joe up. He started, as I think I may have told you before, he started life as a very young lad. Now, I think he might have still been in his teens when he joined the Drifters show band from Mullingar. And then they were very, very popular, sweeping the country wherever they played. And then Joe went out on his own and became a huge star, died at a very early age in my book, but a gentleman. I had the pleasure of meeting him twice, and he handled, as I say, himself very well with the media the day I was with him, because they were tearing strips off him about some story that had appeared, which was a load of rubbish. But for Sue, enough of my prattle, for Sue, I'm going to play Joe Dolan, and maybe in future I play more Joe Dolan, and more, and more, and more.
Oh,
let Declan Nerney. By the way, we don't hear too much of Declan Nerney on Sounds Irish, but we put that to right. I promised you that a couple of months ago, did I not? But here, as I say, I'm going to let Declan Nerney introduce this himself. The track is called Galway John. Now, Galway, and you've all heard of Galway, even if you're not from Ireland, you know that, well, you've heard of Galway Bay. Well, this is not Galway Bay, but just to tell you that Galway is a beautiful county situated on the west coast of Ireland. Here's Declan Nerney.
When you think of Ireland in the 50s and 60s, emigration is the first thing to spring to mind. These scenes are typical of the arrangements a man would make to provide for his loved ones before departing to seek a living on foreign shore. A man's most prized possessions were his memories of home. A man like Galway John.
When I said hello to this old man to pass the time away, he told me he was Irish and his accent rang a bell. He was from the place in Galway that I knew quite well. I bought a drink, he reminisced, he said his name was John, and he hadn't been back since he left in 1961. The years just seemed to roll away as he stepped down memory lane, and I couldn't bring myself to tell him things were not the same. How do you tell an old man who's lonely and alone that the old days are just memories and gone forevermore? It doesn't matter when you left or just how far you roamed, that little island over there will always be your home. We talked of favorite places and days when he was young. He asked about a lot of folk, they were mostly dead and gone. He could not erase those childhood days and fun-filled starry nights, and the close-knit family circle whose memory burned bright. I shook his hand to say goodbye, I had to catch a plane, and it hurt to see his shoulders stoop, his eyes fill up with pain. He said I'd never see again the moon on Galway Bay, but tell them all you talked to John, everything's okay. Ah, how do you tell an old man who's lonely and alone that the old days are just memories and gone forevermore? It doesn't matter when you left or just how far you roam, that little island over there will always be your home. It doesn't matter when you left or just how far you roam, that little island over there will always be your home.
And that applies to every Irish person living abroad, whether it's America, Australia, Canada, what part of the world you're in, that little island over here will always be your home. Eileen Donaghy. Now, there's a lady we don't hear too often on Sounds Irish, but I'm going to put that to rights now because this was her number one hit many years ago. It was also a hit for Vera Lynn, believe it or not, in the English charts in the 50s. But here, Eileen Donaghy, a beautiful, clear voice, and Doonaree.
If you ever go to Ireland, I'm sure you will agree to take the road from Dublin town way down to Doonaree. And when you find the wishing well beyond the chair, in a tree, in a shady nook by a winding brook, will you make this wish for me? Oh, to be in Nunnery with a sweetheart I once knew, to stroll in the shade of a leaf where the rhododendrons grew, to sit with my love on the bridge above the rippling waterfall, to go back home nevermore to roam is my dearest wish of all. To the wood where bluebells grow, where we as barefoot children played so many years ago, you'll find the slumbering castle there beside the water mill, in a shady nook by a winding brook, will you make this wish for me? Oh, to be in Nunnery with a sweetheart I once knew, to stroll in the shade of a leafy glade where the rhododendrons grew, to sit with my love on the bridge above the rippling waterfall, to go back home nevermore.
Agree, hasn't she got a lovely clear voice? I think I did play a track by her a couple of months ago even. It was her interpretation of The Old Bog Road. I must look that up again because she has a gorgeous voice. That was Eileen Donaghy. Our Daniel track is, well, it's not an Irish song. As far as I'm aware, it's not an Irish song. When I was growing up, we had a 78 of Al Jolson singing this, but everybody's had a go. The Fury Brothers, of course, theirs was a big version. And if you listen to the arrangement of this song, I think particularly the introduction, they steal a little bit from the Furies version. But here's Daniel and When You Were Sweet 16.
When first I saw the love light in your eyes, I thought the world held not but joy for me. And even though we've drifted far apart, I never dreamed but what I dream of thee. I love you as I've never loved before. Since first I saw you on the village green, come to me ere my dreams of love are o'er. I love you as I loved you when you were sweet, when you were sweet, 16. Last night I dreamt I held you in my arms, and once again you were my happy bride. I kissed you as I did on Auld Lang Syne, as to the church we wandered side by side. I love you as I've never loved before, since first I saw you on the village green. Come to me ere my dreams of love are old. I love you as I loved you when you were sweet, when you were sweet, 16.
Now, I make no apologies for playing this next track. It's got to be the most popular Irish song, not of all time, well, yeah, maybe of all time, but certainly within the last 40 years, written by Pete St. John. And it tells the story of the famine. Now, I want to explain a little bit about the famine, the Irish famine, the potato famine. It started really in 1845, came to its sort of peak in 1847, and then went on 1849. I think they began to sort things out just a wee bit. The staple diet of the rural part of Ireland at the time were potatoes. People lived on small farms, and they planted potatoes, and they lived on a sort of a hand-to-mouth thing, but they existed. And they were ruled then by landlords. They had to pay high rents to the landlords for this land. But then the famine came, and the blight struck the potatoes, and the potato crop failed for years, and people starved. 1 million people, it is reckoned, died of starvation in the 4 years from 1845 to 1849, and over 2 million emigrated to places like Britain, US, Canada, Australia, and South America. And so there was a great exodus of people from Ireland, and most of them never came back. They've started families and lives in this country. And now, and we're delighted to say, we have 4, 5, and 6 generations of people from those families that emigrated all those years ago. And here's the story of Michael. Michael had a wife, and he didn't want his wife and children to starve. So what he did was, during the night, he broke into Trevelyan's, who was the landlord, into his field and stole some corn that they could grind together and make bread. But he was caught and shipped off to Australia. And this all took place in Athenry, which is a village in County Galway, a beautiful place. And of course, you know what I'm going to play, Paddy Riley, that massive hit, The Fields of Athenry. But as I say so often, and I should have said this at the beginning of the programme, friends, you must listen to the lyrics of Irish songs, because they all tell stories, albeit this one a sad one.
By a lonely prison wall, I heard a young girl call. Michael, they have taken you away, for you stole Trevelyan's corn,
so the young might see the morn. Now a prison ship lies waiting in the bay. Low lie the fields of Athenry, where once we watched the small free birds fly. Our love was on the wing. We had dreams and songs to sing. It's so lonely round the fields of Athenry. While lonely prison walled, I heard a young man calling. Nothing matters, Mary, when you're free. Against the famine and the crown, I rebelled, they cut me down. Now you must raise our child with dignity. Low lie the fields of Athenry, where once we watched the small free birds fly. Our love was on the wing. We had dreams and songs to sing. It's so lonely round the fields of Athenry. The prison ship sailed out against the sky. For she lived in hope and pray for her love in Botany Bay. It's so lonely round the fields of Athenry. Once we watched the small free birds fly. Our love was on the wing. We had dreams and songs to sing. It's so lonely round the fields of Athenry.
Now, if your name is Peggy O'Neill, and I'm sure we may have one Peggy O'Neill listening to us around the world, this is for you, Dermot O'Brien, another great favourite of mine, singing a song just for you.
If her eyes are blue as skies, that's Peggy O'Neill. If she's smiling all the while, that's Peggy O'Neill. If she walks like a sly little rogue, if she talks with a cute little brogue, sweet personality, full of rascality, that's Peggy O'Neill. Peggy O'Neill is a girl who would steal any heart, anywhere, anytime, and I'll put you wise. eyes, how you'll recognize this wonderful girl of mine. If her eyes are bluer skies, that's Peggy O'Neill. If she's smiling all the while, that's Peggy O'Neill. If she walks like a sly little rogue, if she talks with a cute little brogue, sweet personality full of rascality, that's Peggy O'Neill. Personality full of rascality, that's Peggy O'Neill. Sweet personality full of rascality, that's Peggy O'Neill.
Well, Peggy, that was for you, Peggy O'Neill. Dermot O'Brien. Now, if I was to say to you, Sinead O'Connor, you'd say, oh, Joe's going to play pop music. Well, no, he's not. Sinead O'Connor has talent. Yes, she has many problems, but she also has talent. And here she's giving us a wonderful interpretation of the song. Well, she's changed it to suit herself, and why not? We always know it as She Moved Through the Fair. But of course, being Sinead, she sings He Moved Through the Fair, but it's still beautiful.
My own love said to me, my mother won't mind, and my father
thank you.
no din. He stepped up beside me, and this he did say.
There's only one word describes that, and the word is haunting. Absolutely. Sinead O'Connor and her version of He Moved Through the Fair. Now, when I first heard this song many years ago, this next track, it was, well, the song is entitled Moriarty or Moriarty. Now, I always thought it was an Irish song, and only recently I found out that it's not. It's sung for us here by Mick Maloney, who was a member of the Johnstones, who we'll hear later on in the programme. But Mick informs me that this song started life in America, written by Harrigan and Braham, and then was brought back to Ireland and introduced into the sort of Irish music hall scene, and they changed it so that it would suit the Irish scene, suit Dublin. It tells the story of a policeman. His name is Moriarty, and he goes to New York and he starts life as a policeman, and of course everybody loves him. So they brought the song home to Ireland and they made it into an Irish version of the song. But we are going to hear the original, and it's sung for us here by Mick Maloney himself. Are you there, Moriarty?
I'm located at headquarters, a special officer, Cornelius Moriarty, here at your service, sir. I know the thieves and the blackguards too, wherever they may be. And if you want a fly copper, then call Moriarty. I'm a stalwart copper in the Broadway squad, a Metropolitan MP. And the young girls cry when I'm passing by, are you there, Moriarty? The shop girls on their way to work in the morning at 8 o'clock, they wink and blink their loving eyes at me on every block. They say I am their darling, and with me they would make free. And you hear them sigh as I pass by, are you there, Moriarty? I'm a stalwart copper in the Broadway squad, a Metropolitan MP. And the young girls cry when I'm passing by, are you there, Moriarty? My uniform is navy blue and it fits me like a duck. I escort the ladies in the street all through the mud and muck. For coach and horse stop when I cross, I'm the lady's own baby. As on they go, they whisper low, give us a kiss, Moriarty. I'm a stalwart copper in the Broadway squad, a Metropolitan MP. And the young girls cry when I'm passing by, are you there, Moriarty? I'm a stalwart copper in the Broadway squad, a Metropolitan MP. And the young girls cry when I'm passing by, are you there, Moriarty?
Now, I like that. That was Mick Maloney and Are You There, Moriarty? There was an old recording of it on the Glenside recording by somebody, oh, yonks ago, many years ago, the Irish version. That Mick Maloney, Are You There, Moriarty? On a programme not too long ago, I played Brendan O'Dowda's version of the Percy French song The Mountains of Mourne. I received an email asking me, Joe, Did you ever play or hear Don McLean's version of the same song? Yes, and I'm almost sure I played it on Sounds Irish. Oh, maybe it was some time ago, though. And I'm going to play it again because it's a nice little version. He strays a wee bit away from the tune, but I don't think Percy French would mind too much. And I don't mind anyway, and I'm sure you won't mind, but it's Don McLean's version. And once again, I apologise for the quality of this. It's not great, but it's the only recording of Don McLean I have. So here, his version of The Mountains of Mourne.
Oh Mary, this London's a wonderful sight, with people here working by day and by night. They don't sow potatoes nor barley nor wheat, but there's gangs of 'em digging for gold in the street. At least when I asked them, that's what I was told. So I just took a hand at this digging for gold. But for all that I found there, I might as well be in the place where the dark morn sweeps down to the sea. Believe that when writing a wish you expressed as to how the fine ladies in London were dressed. Well, if you believe me when asked to a ball, they don't wear no tops to their dresses at all. Oh, I've seen them myself, and you could not in truth tell that if they were bound for a ball or a bath. Don't be starting them fashions now, Mary McCree, in the place where the dark morn sweeps down to the sea. Beautiful girls here, oh, never you mind. Beautiful shapes nature never designed. Lovely complexions of roses and cream. But let me remark with regard to the same, that if at those roses you venture to sip, the colors might all come away on your lip. So I'll wait for the wild rose that's waiting for me in the place where the dark morn sweeps down to the sea. McLaren, of course. Well, he's over here with the rest of the force. I saw him one day as he stood on the strand, stopped all the traffic with a wave of his hand. As we were talking of days that are gone, old town of London stood there to look on. But for all his great powers, he's wishful like me to be back where the dark morn sweeps down to the sea.
you know what appealed to me about that particular recording? It was the use of the piano. Now, maybe I'm biased, being a piano player, but I thought it was very well worked, and it was a lovely recording. Had a big hit with that. Internationally, he did. Don McLean and the Mountains of Mourne. There's an interesting piece for you. That's a piece called Tour Them the Love, or Give Me Your Hand. It is reputed to have been written by a blind musician in the Middle Ages, hailing from Northern Ireland somewhere, I do believe, but it was played on a QS300 Yamaha keyboard. And I'll let you into a little secret, and I do this every so often on Sounds Irish. It was played by yours truly a long time ago, but there you have Joe Bollard and Tour Them the Love. I live in County Wicklow, as many of you know by now. County Wicklow is known as the Garden of Ireland. It's situated on the east coast of Ireland, just south of Dublin and north of Wexford. It has a coastline, and then as we go inland, it has beautiful woods and then mountains and some wonderful scenery. And as well as that, there are some beautiful sights to be seen in the county. And one of the beauties of our county is the Vale of Avoca, which is where two rivers meet, the Avon Moor and the Avon Beg. The Avon, which is Moor being large and Beg being small. And they come together, and the scenic beauty is has to be seen to be believed. And tourists flock to it in their thousands, to the Vale of Avoca. So much so that Thomas More wrote a wonderful poem and song about the Vale of Avoca and the meeting of the waters. And here we have that wonderful Irish group, Anúna, accompanied by the RTE Orchestra, and their interpretation of the meeting of the waters. There is not in this wide world a valley so sweet as whose vale in whose bosom the bright waters meet. Oh, the last rays of feeling and life must depart ere the bloom of that valley shall fade from my heart.